A deadly suicide attack at a checkpoint on the southern outskirts of Peshawar. Two paramilitary soldiers and eight civilians killed, including a six-year-old girl. The intended target seems to have been a larger outpost just a few hundred yards from the blast site. The attack came as the Pakistan Armed Forces stepped up their offensive in the Swat Valley. An estimated 15,000 troops have joined battle, backed by the Air Force. The fighting has displaced hundreds of thousands of people, fleeing their homes during infrequent lifting of a military curfew. Many are on the move on foot. Most have harrowing stories.
Only Allah knows the trauma, the agony we've been through. We've left behind well-to-do households, thriving businesses and shops. Our children were hit by mortars. My sister-in-law was killed by mortar fire.
Most are heading to hastily erected refugee camps. It's estimated nearly 500,000 civilians are trying to get to safer ground. It's been a nightmare journey.
We left home in Swat at 7 o'clock yesterday, Sunday morning, and finally got here at 1 a.m. We've gone more than 24 hours without eating. There is no food here, no water, nothing. I have small children. What can I do? The officials told me to go outside and buy water, but we don't have any kitchen items.
Aid agencies describe the situation as dire. Overcrowding, lack of proper hygiene and soaring temperatures adding to the misery of those who got out. The military say the operation will continue. Among their targets, the main Swat city of Mingora, a Taliban stronghold. A government spokesman said that hundreds of Taliban have been killed or injured, and he reiterated that the armed forces had full support for their actions.
This is something that we had to do, and we did not have any other choice. And the government is going all out to help these internally displaced people. Like our, it is a special concern for our president.
The Prime Minister defended the ongoing military operation in front of a largely empty parliament chamber, the absence of elected officials during a critical moment in this country's history. The refugees continue to pour out of the area 3 weeks after the military launched their assault. For many, it is a journey into the unknown, not knowing where they're going or whether they can ever return home. Sahil Rahman, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.